Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for taking time to listen to the program here. Well, I'm very excited to welcome to the program. Root for America is the website, and boy, I'll tell you, he has absolutely written an incredible book. It's called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. President Trump says, you're in the right place, opportunity is knocking, and Wayne Root will show you how to seize it. He knows how to be tenacious and relentless and how to win. Donald J. Trump. I want to welcome Wayne Allen Root to the program. Wayne, welcome. Good to have you back.
Hey, Pastor Greg. How are you?
I'm great. I'm doing great. It's, of course, I'm doing great. But boy, America's not doing so great under this tyrannical authoritarian efforts that's being put forth in Washington, D.C. It's absolutely crazy.
The good news is, the only good news is that liberals shown themselves to be pure communists. They've shown themselves to be intolerant. They've shown themselves just violent. They've shown themselves, and you know, I can say this, a lot of people can't because I'm Jewish. They've shown themselves to be, I mean, they spent all their time. Remember, Saul Alinsky.
Whoa, I lost Wayne. Hang on just a second, folks. We're going to get Wayne right back. Okay, let's try that one again. There we go. Well, my phone is deciding to be ignorant. Hang on just a second.
I was there.
All right, so you were. Wayne, my apologies. That was on me. I had a technical issue. Go ahead, please. Continue.
So I was saying that, you know, I'm Jewish, and I just know when it's 1938, and it's 1938, it's happening. This is, you know, you can't compare anything today to the Holocaust. You know, I'm very careful about that because nothing is the Holocaust. 6 million Jews were wiped off the face of the earth, and this is not that. At least not yet. But I'll tell you what it is. It's 1938, which was the pre-Holocaust. 1938, there were no Jews being sent to concentration camps, and there were no Jews being murdered in large groups systematically. What there was massive propaganda. Massive propaganda, where the state and the media were in bed together, and they were lying about everything on behalf of Adolf Hitler. And they were trying to destroy the brand Jew. they said they're unclean, they're dirty, they're diseased, they're corrupt, they're criminals. They shouldn't be allowed in society. They shouldn't be allowed to eat in your restaurant. They shouldn't be allowed in your retail store. They should be herded into one place and punished and not allowed to live a normal life. That's exactly what Joe Biden and the Democrat Party are saying about unvaccinated people today. Exact same thing, and it's the same big lie, because the reality is I know all the stats all over the world. All over the world, this is a pandemic now of the vaccinated, not of the unvaccinated. Almost everybody in the hospital in Israel, in England, in Wales, in Scotland, in Singapore, everyone in the hospital is vaccinated. 80% are vaccinated. 80% of the deaths are vaccinated. So it's not like anyone is to blame, vaccinated or unvaccinated. The reality is you have a choice in life. My body, my choice. Isn't that what liberals say?
That's what they say.
Vaccinated or not. I choose to be unvaccinated, and so do many conservatives. Unfortunately, Pastor, it's become about 50-50 among conservatives, because they've been forced to choose between their entire income and paying their mortgage and living or becoming homeless. And so they're choosing to survive, and they get the vaccine against their will. Lots of conservatives have gotten the vaccine. They don't want it, but I understand completely. They've had no choice. They work for a living, and they've got a tyrannical boss. So it's not like all conservatives are anti this vaccine. By the way, I'm not anti-vaccine at all. I'm only anti this experimental emergency use only jab. It's not a vaccine. And, you know, a lot of conservatives are divided on this issue because they just had no choice. They took it. So it's a very difficult situation that reminds me of 1938, and the propaganda in the media is overwhelming. So I wrote a book to counteract it. So hopefully we could talk about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. And you write in your most recent blog about civil disobedience and what that might look like. Talk to me about your thoughts on civil disobedience. At what point do we engage in civil disobedience? And what are some of the things we can do? Because I believe also that the left is trying to coax us into a civil war. They want that kind of action so that this administration can invoke something like an insurrection act, because they've already targeted us. They've targeted those of us that supported President Trump, that continue to support conservatism and are fighting this good fight. But talk to me about civil disobedience and your views on that.
Yes, well, they're definitely coaxing us into a civil war. There's no question about that. And what they want is a bad incident perpetrated by somebody who is, you know, either very stupid or maybe playing for the other side and kills a lot of people. And it turns into a, you know, a mass murder situation. And they use it as a pretext to take all of our guns away, to go door to door and confiscate every gun in America at gunpoint, ironically. That's what they're looking to do. That's what happened, I don't know, about 25 years ago in Australia. And that's, you know, when people ask me what's the difference between the United States and Australia, they're going through such a tyrannical, horrible situation. The entire nation has been locked down. Australia, Sydney just came out of it, I think, this weekend for the first time in 3 months. Melbourne's been locked down for 6 months. This is insanity. Over just a few deaths from COVID, they use that as a as a reason to lock down the country and leave everybody literally locked in their homes. If you come out, you have to have a mask on, even outdoors, or the police like club you and drag you off bleeding to prison. Helicopters and military in the street. You're allowed to go to a store once a week, and only one member of your family can go. This is the most incredible, tyrannical, dictatorial, authoritarian situation that anyone has seen since, you know, the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. And the only difference in America and Australia is everyone here has guns, and the citizens there don't. They took them away. So they learned a very, very valuable lesson. Don't ever give up your guns.
Amen. Well, and just, so, Wayne, can I just interject just very quickly just to say, I mean, what you just said, the narrative that you just gave, I'm sure a lot of my listeners are going, oh, come on, Wayne, where's this? That can't be true. But this is reality. In Australia, this is reality. This is what they're doing over there, because what you just described sounds like something out of some kind of a novel rather than real life in our world today.
Well, I never imagined in the United States that a president like Biden would give a speech that, first of all, I never imagined we'd have open borders. You could talk about open borders as a saying, right? That, you know, hey, the border is kind of porous. People are coming over it here or there, and they shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what's been going on for the last 50 years. The border is porous. Never have we just said, open the border, and we're never going to stop anyone from coming in again, and we're never going to send anybody back again. Whoever imagined that could be a reality? While they're in denial and they act like everything's fine, 2 million illegals will come in minimum this year. 2 million. We're already at like 1.5 million, 1.6 million. It'll be well over 2 million. It's insanity. We're changing the entire demographics of America. 2 million in a year. What makes anyone think next year wouldn't be 4 million and the year after 6 million? And pretty soon 20 million new people will be in America in less than a decade. This is insanity to change the demographics of America so that no Democrat needs to steal or rig an election ever again. They'll just automatically win because every person coming in is a lifelong Democrat because they want welfare checks from cradle to grave. And Democrats will be the party that promises it. And we'll be the bad guys who say, oh, no, it'll bankrupt America. And you're raising taxes to levels mm-hmm. that will destroy mm-hmm. the average citizen. So we're the bad guys. So every illegal that comes in will vote Democrat forevermore. And no Republican will ever win another election. Who imagined that? Who imagined anyone would say Wayne Root, who has not had the flu in 35 years, who has not had a cold in 15 years, who takes mega dose of vitamins, works out 90 minutes a day, and eats a completely organic and healthy diet, and a keto diet, pure protein, so I'm never, ever sick. Who would imagine I would be told that in some cities I can't enter a restaurant or a retail store because I might make them sick? That could be the single stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. So, I mean, all of it is happening here, too. It's not just Australia. Yes, Australia is worse. It's a level far worse. But America's headed for that level very clearly. And don't forget, free speech is now, in effect, under attack. When a lieutenant colonel in the Marines could be sent to the brig because he says what happened to
Afghanistan. Lieutenant Colonel Shell, absolutely.
Right, and when an attorney general says the FBI should arrest all the parents who don't like critical race theory that teaches you that America's evil and white people are evil. You know, when these kind of things are happening, you know that we are becoming it's a communist takeover of the United States. Well, and we're becoming a nation where free speech will be illegal.
Let me add this to it as well. I don't know if you caught this, but last night I was just flipping through, kind of seeing what was on television. 60 Minutes was doing a piece on separation, parents being separated from their children, blaming the Trump administration. Now, we're in October of 2021, okay? Their guy, Biden, has been in office, right, since January, sworn in January, and here they are still doing a piece on separation. It's the propaganda you were talking about, Wayne. It's the propaganda you were talking about, and attempting to make all of us, and they are pushing racism, and they are pushing this idea that America is bad. By the way, today's Columbus Day, and I've got a piece up that Bill Federer wrote at my site, talking about why Columbus made that voyage. And guess who it was that was attacking Europe that caused Columbus and many others to try to find a sea route? It was Islam. But, oh, no, wait.
Right.
We can't talk about that, Wayne. We can't talk about Islam. We can't say anything bad about, you know, about Islam. We can't say anything about the fact that they're going door-to-door in Afghanistan, killing people today, right now, as we speak. We can't talk about, I don't know, Lagos, Nigeria, and Boko Haram, and how they are going into villages and taking young women out of villages and turning them into prostitutes, essentially, because they marry them off, and every 24 hours they're married to a different jihadi until they're basically die of being raped to death. But, you know, we can't talk about that, Wayne, because we can't say anything about Islam. Otherwise, we're an Islamophobe. Wayne Allen Root is my guest. We're going to get more details from him on how to fight back and the brand new book that he has written coming up right after this brief break. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest is Wayne Allen Root, and you can find him at Root for America, Root for America. That's the place. Get signed up over there, and you'll get his blogs that'll come directly into your mailbox. But there's something else you can pick up there as well. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And I have to say, Wayne, I have said this more often in this show, in this segment, than you have. Just saying.
Yeah, I've not brought up the book because you and I have such an enjoyable conversation.
We have.
And
we
have so much in common that I just kept talking to you. But yep. But it is time at this point to let people know there is, I think, a solution.
Yes.
And at least one answer. There's many answers, but my book is one of the answers.
Yep.
The Great Patriot Protest, the Boycott Book. And by the way, people are now realizing it's an answer because it's been number one in about 20 categories at Amazon for about 3 weeks since it's been out. It's on every bestseller list you can name at Amazon. And
well, congratulations
number one in many
on
of them.
That. Congratulations.
Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. That's why my voice sounds so hoarse. I've been doing like 8 interviews a day.
Plus your own show. Yeah.
Plus my
your own
three-hour show.
So,
my own podcast. Wait a minute. My own podcast plus three sports podcasts every Friday morning because I'm also in the sports business, in the football business, basically. So three of those every Friday morning. So my voice is getting quite a workout. But the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. So here's the deal in a nutshell. I grew up, I don't think there's another conservative personality or host in America who has my background, very unique. I grew up a Jewish kid in a majority black town, went to an all-black middle school, went to an all-black high school. That's my upbringing. And played on an all-black football team, played on an all-black track team. And all I could tell you is because of that upbringing, I had a front seat view of Dr. Martin Luther King, who I really respected and liked and appreciated what he did, which is, you know, gain civil rights and stop the persecution of black people in America. And so to me, he's one of my heroes. And not too many conservatives can give you that kind of a background. Well, what was Martin Luther King known for? Civil disobedience. He knew that the only way to ever get civil rights and stop the persecution of black Americans was civil disobedience. When they tell you to sit in the back of the bus, you sit in the front of the bus till they arrest you, and then someone else takes your seat. And until they arrest them, another one takes their seat. And pretty soon you've achieved attention from the media, and you've achieved, you've brought a spotlight to the problems your race is enduring. Same thing with, sitting at a lunch counter. You're not allowed to sit at a lunch counter because you're black. Let's all go sit at the lunch counter and sit there till we're arrested. That's civil disobedience. Never violence. That's what I'm preaching in my new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, because I believe now the persecuted people in this country are conservatives and the unvaccinated, by the way, which a large portion of happen to be black and Hispanic. But in any case, it's the conservatives who are now in the closet. Gays are out of the closet. Conservatives are hiding and in fear of losing our jobs and our lives and our free speech and our civil rights. And so this is kind of the conservative version of rules for radicals. You know, it's Saul Alinsky for conservatives. It's Dr. Martin Luther King. It teaches conservatives how to use protest and boycotts and strikes and intimidation and civil disobedience, just like liberals have done to us for decades. They're the minority. We're the silent majority. We have to change that and become the loudmouthed majority. Two could play at that game, and it teaches conservatives how to fight and win. And that's what the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book is about. But it's much more than that, Greg, because here's what else it does. I went out and I got the phone numbers, the emails, the physical mailing address, and the social media address of all the top executives in America that are CEOs of the top and board of directors members of the top companies that treat conservatives like garbage while we buy most of their products. Mm-hmm. And we could boycott them and bankrupt them and bring them to their knees. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, it's all inside that book.
Outstanding. Wayne Allyn Root, Root for America. And Wayne, where can people listen to you and what time are you on?
Yeah, rootforamerica.com is the website. They can listen to me on USA Radio Network, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. Wayne Allyn Root Show, and most importantly, the book, The Great Patriot Protest, The Boycott.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.